You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, my name's Simon Hart.
What was your reaction to the bill that was, you know, passed in the Commons, and what was your original reaction to the original welfare cuts?
I think my original reaction was one of surprise, because I wouldn't have expected this political party to have gone down that route. There are so many better ways of doing stuff. However, you know, from a personal point of view, you know, it's obviously very concerning, because you know, don't know, you know, what exactly is going to be impacted. So my first thought was of surprise, and my second one was, well, how does this impact me? But I think the complexity of the issue is not only for somebody who's visually impaired, but I think, you know, many visually impaired people have so many other associated issues, whether they're either physical or mental health issues, and they may be receiving something like PIP for a combination of issues, and that makes it even more frustrating and worrying. And I happen to know several people who've been really, really in turmoil over it.
And what was your reaction to the concessions that were announced, you know, over the last few days to try and get this bill passed?
I think the concessions leave it as a bit of a toothless wonder. And I think it clearly, welfare reform is probably needed. I don't think I would disagree with the fact that our whole system maybe needs looking at. However, you know, taking away from the most vulnerable and attacking those people seems to be absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I think what the bill that they've now managed to get through does is it gives them some kind of vague aim to try and look at welfare reform, but it's taken away their alleged savings pot. And I think the whole thing really just needs to be reworked. So, you know, for what they've got, I don't know that it's going to give them anything financially. I'm not sure that it's going to really placate people who are still very worried, but it should make sure that, you know, some of those concessions will help some people feel reassured that they're unlikely to lose what they're currently getting. But I think it's left the door open, and really the whole thing just needs to start from scratch.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.